describe Ian O'Sullivan as a classical guitarist, you might be missing the point of his music. True, he has classical training, plays the repertoire, but his music ranges far and wide. Better perhaps to just say he plays the nylon string acoustic guitar and uses it to explore musical genres. He's with us this morning, guitar in hand, to tell us about his upcoming HPR concert. And Ian, is that a fair description?
Good morning, Chris. Yeah, that's a very fair description.
Good. Yeah. Try to be fair, right?
Try to be very fair.
Well, you know, classical technique can be applied to all kinds of music, and that's essentially what you've been doing with your work, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. I always found that classical musicians, no matter what the instrument, really, if you're a classically trained pianist, that always meant that you had a certain amount of technical proficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one reason why I felt I needed to explore classical guitar.
Well, you were right about that. And one of the things that you find is that it brings out the beauty of that instrument. When you were playing earlier this morning, I was really struck particularly by the sound of the notes in the bass and tenor range, a richness that you don't hear from a twangy steel string guitar.
Right. Yeah, this is a... The nylon string guitar is a beautiful instrument. I mean, just depending on where you play the string, you can get a warm sound. And if I play back towards the end of the string, I can get a very tinny timbre.
Almost brittle, yeah.
And so that allows for a lot of musical exploration.
Well, it allows you to get, if you go down low with that last note, you get a very percussive attack.
Yeah, yep.
And you have that thing of the guitar sort of being at the borderline between being a chord instrument, a rhythm instrument, a melody instrument. It's all,
exactly.
All or none of
those things.
I think
it's also a percussion instrument, actually, technically.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's is that its technical classification in the percussion family?
Yeah.
Because I hear more and more guitarists who don't play any rhythms at all, so it's useful to remind them of that it has its origins that way.
Yeah.
Well, would you play me just a short sort of classical excerpt?
Sure.
You played a little bit of a Bach piece.
Yeah, this is an excerpt out of this is a gavotte and rondo that Andre Segovia often played in concert. And so here's a little bit of that.
All right. I'm pretty sure I had the recording of that by Segovia when I was a kid. It's just a beautiful example. And that's of the kind of repertoire that's expected for a classical guitar,
exactly.
Right? That's what you think you're going to hear when you hear classical guitar. And it's no question, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But you're also playing a more modern piece by Villa-Lobos, and it was sort of written, you could sort of tell that it was written by a guitarist in the way it's structured. Just give us a little taste of that, if you would.
This is a bit more romantic style of writing.
Mm-hmm. On a gorgeous chord, doesn't it? But you also could see how you get the different ways you can address a note, because there was some descending bass notes in that you just played where you put a lot of vibrato on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they really had a singing human voice quality.
Oh, yes, that's one
that.
Of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Really, very lyrical.
And it really, with that guitar, it really kind of jumps out and lasts. It's almost like a wind instrument where you can make a note grow.
Right.
Which is, that's always the trick with guitar, isn't it? The tendency of notes to die out as soon as they're played.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, this guitar has a really beautiful quality to it in that the notes tend to bloom, mm-hmm. where when I first play the note, it actually gets a little bit louder.
That's a rare quality, isn't it?
For the first moment, yeah.
We're running out of time, and I wanted to get just a little taste of a Jobim piece that you
sure.
played.
Sure, so this is going to be a little bit of Felicidad.
Oh.
And
it's great
a samba
tune.
Arrangement. So here's a bit of that.
Those bossa nova pieces lend themselves beautifully to acoustic nylon string guitar, don't they?
Wonderfully.
But that that also demonstrated that right-hand technique that you have to have for classical guitar, of keeping a strong bass line going at the same time as a melody line.
Oh, yeah.
Tricky for a guitar, isn't it?
Very tricky.
Well, how did you master all that stuff?
How did I master all that? Oh, gosh. Etudes, scales, and as much practice as I could muster in a day.
It's hard work. Is there any other path? If there is a
path.
Please do reveal it now.
Oh, I think that actually playing a lot of different types of music really helps, because the more genres and varieties of things that you put yourself up against forces you to grow as a musician.
Well said, Ian. Thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much,
Great
Chris.
Great to have you. Ian O'Sullivan will be performing on Saturday night at our Atherton Performing Arts Studio at Saturday at 7:30, and you can learn more from our HPR website.